of Northern Roads and Magic Cats, an Ontario forest way up along the very northernmost fringe of Canadian civilization. An Ojibwe youth and an isolated stretch of road. Ah, purplish evening shadows all a-swirl along an ever so lightly traveled and sparsely inhabited route. Look what this dynamic of isolation hath wrought. Ah, hey. O First Nations youth, thy little white magic cat, an especially magical and silvery white, perhaps his cat's name is Pussy Willow. Ah, hey. And all of the ancestral anima which comes a wildly swirling down such echoey hallways of as these. Is this youth the master of an ancestral shaman craft, of secret words, and an inscrutable wave of a wand-like hand? I will never know. It was with an elan of great tenderness with which he cradled his little white magic cat. This great depth of tenderness, it was wherein I glimpsed the supernatural, yes, into the kingdom of the medicine magical, with an earth ecstasy, ahe, an earth ecstatic, ahe, an Ojibwe youth, his cherished little white magic cat, and the ancestral dance of spirit signs. Oh, hear them whisper, yes, yes, hear them whisper, silvery Pussy Willow. We cannot see them with our worldly eyes, but instinctively we know of their shivery presence. Ah, and an earnestly wistful ah, hey, if only I'd stopped and turned around and gone back and inquired his name. Before our chance meeting was irretrievably swallowed up in the hungry darkness of an ever so lonely road. Somewhere between Pickle Lake and Sioux Lookout, Ontario, springtime 2012.